Hey, what's up? Yo, question. The assignment, well, project, that our English teacher assigned to us. Did you finish that yet? I'ma be really, really honest. Bro, I'm kinda stuck. I'm kinda stuck on it. Well, not stuck. More like I've been, procrastinating a hella lot. I don't mean to, I really don't. But it's just a habit, and I don't really like doing things I don't want to. Though I am trying to break it, it's just really hard for me. Yeah, you finished it? Can I see it? I'm not gonna copy or anything, I just wanna use it for, I guess, guidance. I really just want some ideas and all that. I don't usually like to copy anyway. I'm pretty sure you know that. After the years we've known each other, I've never really liked to copy that much unless I really needed to. For example, if there's a deadline coming up, or if it is the day of the deadline, I really don't like to, since I'm just someone that wants to figure things out on their own and don't like it when I'm clueless. I mean, I get that it's English and all, so it doesn't matter too much, but I wouldn't want to do it in mathematics. I really wouldn't. I hate being clueless, and math is something that frustrates me a lot. If I have no idea what's going on, I'm going to push myself to really try to understand it. I don't want to copy off someone and just leave it at that. I want to be able to understand the material. And so at some point, I'll be able to do it on my own and not depend on someone's answers or depend on if they even did something. Enough about that, though. How are you doing in your classes? That's good. Hey, it could be worse. You could be failing each class, or almost failing. At least you're passing. Don't stress on the grades too much. It's a waste of time, trust me. I used to be a straight-A student. Always stressing myself out. Always pushing myself and just not having the greatest time, basically. All that matters is that you try. That's all that counts. Why all the questions today? Well, there's a question I want to ask you, but I don't know. I don't know how you'll react, and I just don't want you to be weirded out or anything. And in the back of my mind, I just don't want you to think of me any differently when I ask you. Maybe I'm just overthinking this. Yeah, I think I am. I need a little more time. I'm just overthinking this. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know. Yeah, I know I can tell you anything. And I trust you. You are my best friend. I know that nothing, well, almost nothing can rip us apart. But I'm still kind of nervous. Shy, overthinking. I don't know. Just, give me time. Hey. No need to get all close like that. I get that I'm not telling you what you want to know, but I'll meet you at your house later, yeah? I'ma head off. Lunch is almost over, and we don't have the same class. Pretty sure you just stay in this one and chill. Lucky you, huh? You can be lazy and just sit back and relax, not having to go to your classroom. I mean, mine isn't far. It's only one floor up, but still kind of annoying. I hate stairs. They're just so... ugh. I'm kind of lazy sometimes, and you know it. Oh, yeah? Really? You're worse than me, and you know it. Don't make fun of me, you weirdo. Now then, I'm gonna head off. Wait a minute. Is this the last class of the day, or... yeah? Alright. Well, I won't be walking home with you, since I have a couple things to do, but after that, I can meet you at your place. Oh, you're staying after school for a bit? To do what exactly? Oh. Huh? Oh, nothing wrong with that. You can hang out with whoever you want. It's not like I'm your only friend anyway. It doesn't matter. Do what you want. I don't mind. I don't care. Run your life, bestie. Yeah, I am never using that word again. I've never said that in my life. Bestie. Yeah, no. I'm just gonna go. See you later, you weirdo. Hey, what's up? It's kind of cold out here. Care to let me in? Uh-huh, yeah, you're gonna leave me out and let me freeze to death. Tell me this. If I die, then who's gonna make fun of you every day? And basically just bother you and make sure you're not lonely without me? And I know this. Your days would definitely change, and there will be days where I bet you won't talk to anyone. So if I'm gone, a lot of things are gonna change, and you're gonna be lonely without me. So don't you even start saying, I would be amazing without you. No, you wouldn't. You know that. So don't start and be funny with me. Nah, I think my imitation of you was absolutely perfect. I should be like the top voice actor of all times, like, that was so good. Seriously, I should get awards for this. Big money, cash money, come on. Alright, I'll stop. But seriously, let me in. I am freezing my ass off out here. But no, seriously. Let me in. I'm freezing my ass off out here. Damn, finally. Took you long enough to let me in. Oh, now you're gonna blame it on me because I was talking too much. Uh-huh. You could have easily let me in as we were talking. Just be quiet. You should be honored and glad that I even came here. I could be at home, laying on my couch, nomming on popcorn, as I watch a movie without you. Anyway, what do you want to do? Oh yeah, the assignment I wanted. That can just wait. I'm not in a rush. We can do that at the end. Yeah, don't worry about it. We could... do you want to play like some Mario Kart or watch a movie? We can even do something simple like just chatting as we eat snacks. I mean, we've done it before and I don't mind at all. Really? You just want to sit and chat? Alright. Hold on, I gotta take this. You get the snacks while I'm on the phone. It won't take me long. You already know all my favorite snacks, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot left from the last time we went shopping together. Anyway, I need to really answer this. I'll be back. Yeah, you go. Hello? Hey, why are you calling me right now? I told you I was gonna be busy. Hey, be quiet. They're not my partner. Stop being so weird. Hey, keep it. Oh my god. You are yelling. Why are you yelling? Chill out. Literally, I have you on the lowest volume, and you're still so loud. Chill out, okay? Anyway, don't tease me like that. They're not my partner. They're not my lover. I mean, yeah. I would love for them to be my partner, but I'm just not ready to confess yet, okay? I don't want to talk about this while I'm literally at their place. They might be able to hear me. Did I at least ask them to prom yet? I haven't gotten to that yet. But I'm going to. I definitely will. I'm almost there. I'm trying to just ask a lot of questions so then hopefully that question can just be said easily and I won't stutter. I tried earlier today, but I just couldn't. I just couldn't. I tried, but I got nervous. I just wanna ask them to prom. A lot of embarrassing things have happened between us, and I don't know why this is so hard. Literally, they have experienced all the embarrassing things with me. I've shared embarrassing things. I've done stupid things, goofy little stupid things. I don't know. What I'm trying to get at is, I just want to have the courage to tell them my feelings. The courage to even ask them to prom. I just think that when I tell them, they'll hate me and think differently of me. I'm scared of rejection. I know I shouldn't be, but I am. Anyway, I gotta go. I can hear them walking back. Yeah. Okay, bye. Ugh, you're finally back. Took you long enough. Yeah, I just finished my phone call. Oh, it was just Jenny. She just wants to talk to me about her boy problems. Nothing serious. Like any of her relationships are serious. She just jumps around from guy to guy. I don't know how she does it. I could never. I would like to just have one partner. And for me to be all over them. And just love them. I get pretty needy, and I would just take such good care of them. I don't know. Anyway. Let's see what you got, yeah? Ooh, I see. Basically all my favorite snacks on here. I'm going to eat this entire thing, I swear. I mean, not the entire thing, because, you know, you're gonna eat some too, and da-da-da. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, whatever. I get it. Don't make fun of me. Oh my god, leave my weird noises alone. Oh my god, whatever. You're such a bully sometimes. You want me to close my eyes? I swear, are you gonna make me eat something gross? Please, not again. Okay? Not again. Or, oh my god, I swear if you use an alarm next to my ear, I will kill you. I swear I will. I have it all planned out. From the crime to hiding the evidence, I got it all planned out. Okay. I'll close my eyes. But if you do anything stupid, I will beat the hell out of you. Alright. Here we go. They're closed. Wow. Hey, whoa. Why so close? The hand doesn't need to be on my cheek, you know? You know, there's a thing about called a personal space, huh? That's a thing. Hey, I'm just gonna open my eyes, alright? No, hey. What was that? I know it's a kiss, idiot, I know. But why? You want me to go out with you? You mean like hold up. You want me to go out with you want me to date? You would like to date me? Am I getting this right? I'm just trying not to misunderstand. You like me. I like you too. I know what you're trying to get at. Clearly you wouldn't ask someone, hey, go out with me, and then tell them you like them as well. I get it. I'm not dumb. You would like to date? Become lovers and all that? You know, just be a couple. I would love that. But, are you sure? I don't want anything to change between us. We are good friends and I really don't want to lose what we have. So if we do this at all, there's just kind of no going back, and there's a chance of us losing what we have. You don't think that'll happen? Of course you don't. Then yeah, I would really love that. I like you too. I really do. I've known that I've had these feelings for you for a long time. How I smile every time I think of you. For when I even wake up, I think of you. Even when I'm going to bed, I think of you. I have dreams of you. I don't know. I'm sorry. It kind of sounds a bit creepy and weird. It's just you're on my mind. I don't think a best friend should be on your mind that much. I especially think about you when I'm doing my... when I'm doing something kind of embarrassing. Do you get what I mean? You make me feel a certain way. I think about you romantically and also in a lot of other ways. I really do. I just have so many feelings for you. You make my mind go crazy. Every time I look into your eyes, I just feel so safe. And I just want to kiss you. I want to just have the rest of my days with you. I know that's kind of weird to say, especially since we're still young. But that's just how my mind is. I don't want to be jumping from person to person, like a lot of people are doing right now. I just want to find the right person. I want to find my soulmate. And every time I look at you, hear you, talk to you, I think you're the one. My heart tells me that. Everything in my body, my soul, my mind, just everything just tells me that you're the one. You're the one that I want. I can't get you off my mind. Every time I try to think of others or find out that someone else has feelings for me, I just can't. I can't feel the same way about them. I can't even try to. No one else attracts me. It's just you. I just want you. I don't want anyone else. You are the one I want. I would absolutely love to be your girlfriend. I promise that I will treat you right. I will give you the world. And I will stay by your side. No matter what. For as long as you want me. For as long as you let me stay by your side. Okay? Yeah, you've never really experienced this side of me. I know it's weird. But yeah, I can be serious and I can be sort of romantic. You'll be able to see more of that. Yeah. So we're together now, huh? So I'm guessing we've become that odd couple. The little weird pair. I have a feeling that will work out just fine. Now then, I have a question for you. Well, will you go to prom with me? I would really love to go with you. I usually don't like going out or parties or anything that has to do with a crowd of people. But it's her last year, and I want to make the most of it with you. So, will you go to prom with me? Yeah, I guess that was kind of dumb to ask since you literally just asked me to be your girlfriend. So, I mean, common sense that we'd go to prom together. But I wanted to still ask. I've been trying to work my courage up to ask you. So I wanted to at least do that. Well, that was, unexpected. I didn't know that would happen. I'm glad it happened, but just interesting. I am now in a relationship with a person I've been crushing on for years. I Hey, can we kiss again? Maybe I'm being greedy or making things move too fast, but it felt right. I don't even need to ask. Oh, really? Well, I won't next time then. You're mine now. Oh, fuck. Hey. Don't put your hands there. Let's breathe for a second, okay? Jeez. Let's stop here. I think it's too soon. Too soon to do something like that. You got me riled up. You got me feeling really horny, but let's wait. I want it to really be special. I mean, it would be special since we just got together and all that, but again, I think it's too soon. Let's wait a bit, see how the relationship goes, and then really do something. For now, I kinda just wanna cuddle you. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I love you.